voice, just absolutely incredible.
And there is a legal initiative called, I believe, the Bracket Initiative, that forbids record companies to take advantage of artists.
Mm.
Because she was really taken advantage of with her pay. Yeah.
You know, well, we already know there is a disparity between pays among certain sects of the culture. Let's break it down.
Yeah, but and you're absolutely right. It is very, very true. But also generally, and we've talked about this before, that this industry is not what the media plays it out to be.
Oh no,
you know,
and it's cruel.
It's cruel, and a lot of these folks that we love don't make the money that we think they make.
Ashe. Hey, you just nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. It's absolutely incredible. And I learned this decades ago that this great music we're listening to, and I couldn't believe this, that the artist only would get maybe pennies of the proceeds from that album.
Yeah.
Let's say at that time the album was $20.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting less than a dollar.
Yeah, for every app. Yeah.
That makes no app. It's upside down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh my God. Who wrote this song upside down? Diana Ross.
Diana Ross.
Oh.
Who had a birthday this
weekend?
Oh. This weekend, yeah. So she's 79. Just
you
incredible.
Know, what will you have to do?
Mm.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna have to celebrate artists that were born in March.
Next March. Mm-hmm.
Next March. Why do we have to put it off there for?
Come on, William. Saturday is April.
I know.
Oh,
I don't care.
Man.
We'll talk about it later, okay? I tell you what, I got something for you right now.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Wow. He's going there.
See? I told you to stop playing with me.
Oh, boy. I stop.
Please.
Lord, I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice. Talk about coming from the blind side. Good God.
I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Use and abuse them.
Man.
Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain before pleasure. That was my claim to fame. With every measure. Tasted teardrop stains, yeah. I was cold as ice long ago, baby, baby. I wasn't very, very, very nice, you know. Sugar, sugar, sugar. And you turn on my fire, baby.
fire and desire, baby. Feel it coming through, and I thank you, baby. So much love and sensitivity that since you've been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to
That's a favorite of mine.
It's a beautiful song.
Oh, yes. My, my. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find out where did that land on the charts. That had to be up there. Mm-hmm. Had to be up there. And amazing, amazing artists that have left us too soon. For whatever causes, I'm not going to get into that tonight. It doesn't matter. The point is they left up with so much
great music.
Great music, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That lasts a lifetime.
All right.
Because if you listen to this show at any point in time, you'll see we go all the way back 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and on up. So the music that we're playing now, I think that will, God, resonate and be among the greats.
That's it.
That's mm-hmm. it. Professor?
Yeah.
I can't believe we got, let's see, we have more music than we have time.
Yeah.
However, I need to play this one right here, and we'll be back. Before I mention, Tina Marie, I need your loving.
Oh, yes.
Coming up, we got some Fantasia. Shania Twain, Christina Aguilera, Jill Scott. Oh, it's Monday Night Madness at its finest. Hey, Professor.
Yes.
Is that the Stone City Band?
It sounds like them. I would not be surprised if it is.
It has a little Philly sound to it.
It does, especially the strings.
Man.
Nice.
This thing is smoking.
Yes.
We see folk smoke.
There's fire.
It's gotta be right here on the buzz. I asked while the song was playing, was this the Stone City Band?
As I am looking here at these, at the personnel notes, it is not. However, the producer is Lady T herself.
Whoa.
And with being around Rick so much, she can replicate that sound. So, I think there you go.
Now, can we talk about demographics, right?
Okay.
Okay. Was that up in the, northeastern part? Like, as in Philly? Because I heard a lot of Philly sound there. It seemed like to me. I have no idea.
The album, Irons in the Fire, that was recorded at the Motown Studios in Hollywood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but
let's do this.
But it's the sound, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's the sound.
It is the sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all about. Right here on the buzz. Let's see. Destiny's Child. Did we play Destiny's Child? I don't think we did.
No.
Mm-mm. Did we?
No, we played some Beyonce, but we didn't play Destiny's Child, no.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Independent Woman. Oh! With my girl Drew. I like this jam. Charlie's Angels, come on. Man. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your belly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I got the clothes I'm wearing.
What I want, if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
The shoes on my feet, I love the clothes I'm wearing.
I'm
depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing.
I
the house.
make no mistake. You are listening to Studio W, The Buzz. It doesn't get gooder than this, Professor. We get gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. Okay, I'm making this a thing, okay? as a matter of fact, I'm trademarking it. I'm copyrighted it right now.
All
right. Because did you know that if you pronounce this or announce this publicly, then it's automatically copyrighted?
That's right. That is true, yes.
So gooder and gooder belongs to The Buzz, okay?
Ashe.
Okay, ashe. Hey. Professor.
Yes.
The last jam. I had to stop the presses again. I'm going to use the R word again. Rotation. That one has to go in there. So, Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Tell us about the relationship between Destiny's Child and Beyonce.
I don't know how it is now, you know.
Go back then.
Well, back then, it was tight. However, who was the manager of that group?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
Jay-Z?
No. Oh. When they were kids.
Well, don't ask me.
Because I know you know. When they were kids, who was, because remember, they were a kids, act in, Houston. Okay. They were local and then they grew up a little bit. But they kind of matriculated a little bit. They were on Star Search. They were under a name called Girls Time. Remember?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you, the manager was Matthew Knowles.
No way.
Matthew Knowles, who is?
Oh.
So when you have that force.
Beyonce Knowles.
Correct. When you have that force. And
I knew the answer to that.
And
why did you want to do this to me?
Because you knew that. And Tina.
Yeah, okay. But I'm not in class.
Oh, God. And Tina Knowles. You with the professor. This guy. No, I'm joking. Let me shut up. No,
no he's not.
And Tina Knowles making the costumes and the support. Look, you know who the focus was going
to be. Don't ask me nothing else.
To be.
I'm not, we already know. So let's move on. Okay.
Look, the others have said that it was hard, sometimes, you know, but, I like is how Kelly Rowland has made a career of her own.
Oh, I love that, brother.
You know, I love that. And so
she wasn't the only one.
She wasn't the only one. There's LaToya Luckett, but.
How is LaToya doing?
I think she's doing good, but you know, we have what is called like the B level of celebrity. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm serious. I think she's sort of like C level.
I hope not. Oh my God. That doesn't make sense.
You know, again, this business is hard. And as Lionel Richie will tell you, this business will kill you.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's deep.
It's the truth.
Well, it is because look how many artists that we've lost at a young age.
Yes.
So you would think that whatever the age limit, they do statistics and it talks about life expectancy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And it had grown to whatever it is right now. Look at our artists.
It
dying
was,
at 30, 40, 50 years old.
See, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going back. I'm reflecting back to what you were saying. This business will kill you.
It will.
It can't consume you. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I really can't.
Okay. So let's keep doing what we do.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends.
Deep, brother.
last night about concerts and all. And, our friend Jazz, I'm going to publicly announce this. We're going to see in August, we are going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire and Lionel Richie.
What,
in Washington, D.C. You're going to have to check with her on the venue, okay?
Okay, and okay. I need to know what day of the week?
Friday.
I'm going to be there.
Okay, well, you better get those tickets. You better get them.
I tell you what.
You better get them a minute after the show ends because, you know, we're having problems with tickets nowadays.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And this is what I was telling my friends when I was talking to them last night. This will be of big major icons at an arena or stadium. This will be my last concert. I will go to small, intimate venues to see certain people. And if they're B level or C level, that's fine with me. Why? Here's one reason. Well, the icons that I love so much, the majority of them are gone.
They're gone.
Okay, so that goes to, and then the fees of the tickets, it's ridiculous. Okay?
Out of control.
And the artists don't know it, that's going on, and they probably don't have the power to stop it. There was somebody, who was it? Oh God, I cannot think of it. It was Robert Smith of The Cure, a punk band. When he found out that a fan had to pay
$100
for a ticket in addition to
what? Park?
$100 in fees. Smith told the venue that he will not perform unless the additional fees are taken off.
Whoa.
And that the initial ticket price be reduced.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's you know, and Jazz and I were talking about this yesterday. It's highway robbery.
And it's not the artists.
It's not the artist.
Because
no.
They have a set fee that they
it's the middleman.
It's the middleman that says, we're going to pack in all these fees so we can get rich. Okay. Oh. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Let me ask you a question. Okay, let's go back to this.
Look, some of these questions are Jazz questions. You're going to have to talk to her.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just making a statement right
okay.
here.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I have too.
And I saw them. Oh my God, I saw them in Richmond, Virginia. I saw them.
Oh, you saw the spaceship tour.
Right? Was it at the mosque?
Well, you know where it was.
Well, then I saw it. And then I saw them twice in Southern California.
Mm, nice.
Yes, yes. The last time I saw them was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Ooh, I bet that was an experience.
It was absolutely phenomenal. And this was in 2019. And guess what? They haven't lost a beat. They are still magnificent.
Oh, of course.
Oh.
Of course.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
August? Okay, I'm getting my ticket, though. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's on a Friday.
Yes.
So that I can be flexible on Fridays, okay? So, yep, I'm there.
Automatic pilot.
Okay, let's do this one right now.
Sisters, how y'all feel?
Oh, God.
Brothers,
are you all right? Because you don't need to be what you're about to hear.
Oh, my.
Did you know a fella got mad and wrote his own Call Simone?
What?
Yeah.
He should have been married after this. Whether it's justified or not. Kick back, grab a glass. Oh, my. Oh, that's a showstopper. You knew that, right, Professor?
I know.
You.
Every time you come around, you got to bring Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone.
Woo!
See what
song.
Maybe I said sometime. See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. I just want it to be you and me, like it you used to be, baby. But you don't know how to act. So matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone.
Woo!
Call him. And tell him, come on, help you come get on, your come shit. On. Say no, but turn right around and ask me for some ass. Oh, whoa, hold up, listen, partner, I ain't no cheap thrill. Cause Miss Badu's always coming for real. You know the deal, nigga. Every time we go somewhere, I gotta reach down in my purse. Your way and your homeboy's way, and sometimes your cousin's way. They don't never have to pay, don't have no cause. Hang around in bars, try to hang around with stars. Like Badu, I'ma tell you the truth. Show and prove, booking the food. I think you better tell him, come on, help you come get on, your come shit.
On, come on,
you need to call Tyrone.
Call him.
Hold on. But you can't use my phone.
Professor. Oh. Help me, brother. I can't believe this.
You know.
And it ended right on the mark.
Something she said about that once, it was about maybe 11 years ago. She said, and she said this, she said, now this was 11 years ago.
Ooh.
She said, I have been trying to wake you all up for 25 years.
Ooh.
At that time. For 25 years. And the only thing you all can remember is call Tyrone.
Yes.
And you know what? It's true. It's true. I'm not making a comment. For one thing, she said it, but I mean, if you listen to her music, she's trying to wake us up, but.
And I love Erica Badu. I love her. Didn't we feature her on one of our shows before? Was it,
I think twice.
Along with, it was,
D'Angelo. That was good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was a good show.
Okay. Hint. Hint.
I got you.
Oh, there was wonderful, brother.
That was wonderful. I got you, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. We had.
All right.
Folks, the professor and I, we have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And this broadcast, Monday Night Madness with WB and the Professor, we are celebrating 4 years.
That's right. Yes.
So that means we're going to our fifth.
God,
well, if you're celebrating your fourth.
Yes, you're going into the fifth. And I can't believe I just can't believe it's been
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Enjoyed each of it. Folks, we're talking about how many shows, how many good times, the artists, and guess what? We're going to close this out with this. The smarter the club.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. So, you and me, we're going to visit Derek the Changeman Smith.
Oh, really?
Yes, we're in Farmville.
Oh, okay.
What? No, no. Okay, okay. Don't make me send my driver.
God night, planet Earth.
Oh, love you guys. Keep it locked on StudioWBuzz.com. The finest in broadcasting. Smarter the club.
The smarter the club, the bigger the party.
Oh, yes.
Something about this room. The smarter the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move. Waitress, please clean my table. Beer cans everywhere. Music's loud and everybody dancing.
Hell
yeah,
of a party up in here.
There's a hell of a party up in here. Oh yeah. You gotta stand in line to get a drink.
Gotta wait outside.
You gotta wait outside just to get a peek.
Everyone loves.
Everyone loves a smaller club.
You might meet someone.
You might meet someone there.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room,
yes it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room,
yes it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
The dance floor, you can barely move.
Johnny Taylor is still the favorite. And Bobby Bland still the blues. $5 you've got to pay.
Just a jukebox and no DJ.
Just a jukebox and no DJ. Beer cans on the table.
Cigarette smoke, cigarette smoke,
cigarette smoke in the air. Yes it is. Music's loud and everybody dancing, yeah.
That's a hell of a party.
There's a hell of a party up in here. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room,
yes it is.
The smaller the club, the better the party. The dance floor, you can barely move.
Backed up in here.
Yeah, they up in here, pal.
But what I want to know is, how does all those people get on that small dance floor?
They get out there, man.
They're waiting outside in front, trying to get
hell
in line,
too, you know,
just to get a peep to see what's going on up in here.
Yeah, but it's,
but it's on. Let me tell you again.
Smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room.
Something about this room.
Oh, yeah.
Say it one more time.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room.
Something about this room.
The smaller the club, the better the party.
The dance floor, you can barely move.
The dance floor, you can barely move.
Hey, hey,
smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Something about this room. Something about this room.
Restrictions, honey, to what we might do. You see, I want to swing and dance close to.
is playing and the dancing has started. Living for the weekend, now it's time to party.
Let your hair down.
Let your hair down. Let all of your troubles go.
You're not leaving, girl.
You're not leaving, girl. Till it's time to go. It's been a long time since we had fun like this. Take you by your hand now, girl. You see, I wanna swing you around now, baby.
Come close to me
and sort of hold you, sort of hold you close to me, girl.
Oh yeah.
This is the song everybody, everyone was swinging on tonight. I wanna be a part of that swing out now, shot. You see, we're gonna swing around, around and around. Honey, to what we